Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Dean Anne Scantlebury, history graduate and the current MPhil student in history of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, March 25th, 1969, the Barbados Advocate informed its readership that the Modern High School had staged its annual sports meet at Kensington Oval the previous day. The school's motto, "Nothing is too difficult for me," proved especially fitting on this occasion, as four records were broken and one equaled, just 18 days after the passing of the school's founder and principal, Louis Albert Lynch. Within this solemn context, the highly competitive meet was distinguished by collective accomplishment and exceptional individual performances. Archer House claimed the overall title with 195 points, while Founders House and Blackett House followed with 183 and 153 points, respectively. Victrix Ludorum, Juliet Toppin, dominated the Class 1 division with victories in the three sprint events as well as in the long jump. She also broke Andrea Austin's 200 meter record and equaled her 100 meter performance. This trend continued in the Class 3 division, where June Taylor and Neil Haynes set new records in their respective 100 meter races, while Vernon Gittins broke the existing 200-meter record. Collectively, these remarkable achievements reflected the enduring spirit and tradition of excellence that had defined the modern high school since its establishment in 1944. At the heart of this legacy was the leadership and vision of Louis Lynch, which guided the school's development and reflected the influence of his personal achievements. As a former record-holding national sprinter, he promoted a philosophy at the Robert Street-based institution that fused academic excellence with physical fitness. Building on this vision, Louis Lynch also established the Athletic Scholarship Program, which created opportunities for his students and other young Barbadians to pursue higher education through sports. His leading roles in various sporting organizations also ensured that athletes had access to quality facilities, expert coaching, and opportunities to compete at regional and international events. These far-reaching contributions have not gone unrecognized at the national level. Some Barbadians, particularly alumni of the modern high school, have strongly argued that Louis Lynch should not fade into oblivion, especially since two of the three monuments established in his honor no longer exist. As such, there have been calls for him to be conferred the title of National Hero and for the new National Stadium, currently under construction, to be named in his honor. The legacy of Louis Albert Lynch endures in these efforts, reflecting a growing national commitment to honoring his lasting contributions to sports, education, and Barbadian society.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.